This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Super Bowl 59 is less than an hour away. As the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs get ready for kickoff, Chiefs fans like this man are mighty excited.
This city gets so just alive every time the Chiefs get into the Super Bowl, and yeah, this never gets old, that's for sure.
Philadelphia fans are equally excited about the game.
It may not be Christmas or Thanksgiving, but, you know, the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, it's a holiday.
My father-in-law's birthday and the Super Bowl. We're having a party for both.
That's what I'm talking about. What are you picking up?
Italian rum cake.
Of course. What's going on?
Cannoli tray. The best. They have the best cannolis here, so I'm super excited.
So, yeah, Philly does a Super Bowl right. Wear green, eat wings, drink beer, and, of course, eat cannolis.
Sharon A. Howard for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Hey!
President Trump says he'll announce tomorrow that the U.S. will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum, sir?
Aluminum, too.
10%?
No, 25%.
25% for aluminum?
25% for both.
The president spoke to reporters on Air Force One en route to New Orleans, where he'll attend the Super Bowl. An executive order calling for the Environmental Protection Agency to expedite the bulk removal of contaminated and general debris from the Los Angeles area wildfire zones has sparked concern about how that order will be carried out.
Sort the hazardous waste in its place. Sort the hazardous waste.
The wildfire destroyed more than 6,800 structures in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood alone. The FBI has agreed not to release the names of specific agents who worked on cases against January 6 rioters and the criminal prosecutions of now President Trump. CBS's Scott McFarland says many agents fear for their safety.
The people are going to come after them, and they're concerned that the January 6 rioters, now lionized, now galvanized, or their supporters and sympathizers, will come after the agents who are responsible for nearly 1,600 arrests.
Kash Patel, the president's choice to head the FBI, has promised to fire many agents. Displaced Palestinians are returning to northern Gaza after Israel pulled troops back as part of a fragile ceasefire deal.
The Palestinians traveled in cars and on foot to reach the northern Gaza Strip, which has suffered massive destruction. As part of the ceasefire, Israel's military withdrew from the Netzarim corridor, a security zone that divided north from south. An Israeli team arrived in Qatar for talks on the second phase of the ceasefire, but Israel may not agree to end the fighting while Hamas still controls the strip.
Miriam Hirschlag reporting from Tel Aviv. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around zero. Mostly sunny with a high near 16 for Monday. Monday night, clearing out and cold with a low of 7 below and wind chills of 15 below. For Tuesday, sunshine and cold, a high near 8, wind chills 10 to 20 below.
Right now, it's 15.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocent is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome one and all to Seth Faces the Music, the show that puts the L-Y into fly. And no, ladies and gentlemen, I am not talking about those little winged insects that bug you all summer long. No, today we're talking about the act of soaring through the air, with a couple of exceptions, of course. So as long as you don't mind if we bend the rules just a little bit, join me, won't you, as we face the music together. The hardest thing
who beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, they're Learning to Fly. And before that, we opened up the show today with a rare instrumental from the Beatles. That was Flying, and actually, I wish they'd done a bit more of that. It's a really good tune. Let's turn back the clock now. Go back to the 1950s, when rock and roll was just starting to find its groove. Before that, one of the main influences of rock and roll was something called the Jump Blues, which was basically swing groups that were really small. Louis Jordan, of course, was one of the most famous, but there were a bunch of what were called blues shouters traveling the land at that time, including this next one. Here he is with the standard Flip, Flop, and Fly, Big Joe Turner.
When I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. When I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. Well, the blues overtake me, gonna rock right away from here. Now when I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. When I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. I call my baby, tell him on my way back home. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye. Give me one more kiss, hold it a long, long time. Give me one more kiss, hold it a long, long time. Now love me, baby, do the feeling, hit my head like wine. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold dude. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold dude. Well, she's so small, she can mumble in a payphone booth. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. Now don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye. Mississippi bulldog sitting on a hollow stump. I got so many women, I don't know which way to jump. flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. I flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Now don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Oh my.
If I ever see that girl again, I'm gonna tell her that I love her. can remember every word she said. Never met a girl like that before. Every day I miss her more. Monday was the day we met. Tuesday I was flying. If I ever see that girl again, I'm gonna tell her that I love her. If I ever see that girl again, there'll never be another, I know. Monday was the day we met. Friday caught me crying. I know we'll be flying.
One of the most haunting sounds in showbiz. That was Chris Isaak with Flying. And before that, Pearl Jam with Given to Fly. Stay tuned to Seth Faces the Music here, everyone. When we come back, we have got a big hit song from the former drummer of Nirvana, went on to form his own band. Unfortunately, the video for this song has not aged well at all. In fact, it's quite offensive. But we don't have to watch it. We're just listening to some great music when we come back to WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Fly Away by The Teardrop Explodes, one of my favorite band names of all time. They were part of the Paisley Underground scene that lasted for a little while back in the early 80s. And before that, we started off this set with Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly. Let's turn now to another band that made their bones in the 1980s. They're primarily known in the U.S. for one single song. It was a big hit, it was part of a big soundtrack and a big movie, but they were a much, much bigger and better band than just that one song. So let's prove it here. Another song that spells the word color incorrectly. Here's Colorfly and Catherine Wheel by Simple Minds.
Yeah, you know the beauty of home. expecting to fly. Well, I left, I wondered whether I could wave goodbye.
Flying Saucer. That was a song whose lyrics were written originally by the great Woody Guthrie. He never put him to a tune. Later on, that music was added by Billy Bragg in collaboration with Wilco for their record Mermaid Avenue 2. And before that, we heard Buffalo Springfield from their second and second to last album, Buffalo Springfield Again, with Expecting to Fly. Stay with us, everyone, when we come back to Seth Faces the Music. We have a funk soul group very talented, had a great lead singer. Eventually that lead singer left, and sadly that kind of brought the group down. But they'll be at the height of their powers when we come back here on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Super Bowl 59 is just beginning with Eagles and Chiefs fans both predicting victory.
Eagles by 2.
KC by 3.
Eagles by 3.
Philly by 6.
President Trump is attending the game in New Orleans. Ahead of his arrival, ICE agents carried out large immigration raids. CBS's Katie Weiss on the show of Force.
According to ICE, these are not meant to be, you know, as part of the Super Bowl. These are things that will continue long after the athletes and fans go home.
Speaking on Air Force One en route to the game, the president said more tariffs are on the way against every country that charges tariffs on U.S. products.
I'll be announcing probably Tuesday or Wednesday at a news conference reciprocal tariffs. And very simply, it's if they charge us, we charge them.
Trump also said he will impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, even those imports that come from Canada and Mexico. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around zero. Mostly sunny with a high near 16 for Monday. Monday night, clearing out and cold with a low of 7 below and wind chills of 15 below. For Tuesday, sunshine and cold, a high near 8, wind chills 10 to 20 below.
Right now, 6 degrees.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, one electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Your face has a glow, girl, like a sunrise. You speak in a whisper.
My favorite band from Australia, that was The Church with Fly from their album Seance. And before that, we opened up this set with The Commodores and Flying High. Let's continue on here with a couple of other songs named simply Fly. Now, they really couldn't be any more different in terms of genre, tempo, lyrical content, but they're both really very cool songs. We're going to start off here with Nick Drake from his album Brighter Later. Here's Fly.
Thank you. Please give me second grace. Please give me a second face. I've fallen far down the first time around. Now I just sit on the ground in your way. Now, if it's time for recompense for what's done, come, come sit down on the fence in the sun. And the clouds will roll by, and we'll never deny, it's really too hard for the fly. Please tell me your second name. Please play me your second game. I've fallen so far for the people you are. I just need your star for a day. So come, come ride in my streetcar by the bay. For now, I must know how fine you are in your way. And the sea, she was I, but she won't need to cry. For it's really too hard for to fly.
Thank you.
This is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Super Bowl 59 is underway in New Orleans, and security there is very tight.
The security here is unprecedented. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in the Big Easy, and for good reason. The city has received a SEER 1 rating for this event.
CBS's Katie Weiss says security is tight for the game itself, but it's coupled with President Trump's attendance and the New Year's morning attack, where a driver killed and injured partygoers on Bourbon Street. Kansas City Chiefs fans are hoping for a win, but so are the Philadelphia Eagles fans. A Philadelphia hair salon is providing green hair dye to honor the team's colors.
Crimson is also offering green hair extensions and green hair tinsel for Birds fans. And that's not all they've seen come through.
We're seeing people actually color their hair totally green. Everybody's just so excited. Give the Eagles another chance to win that Super Bowl.